healing, dealing, and working through some bullshit. Healing, dealing, and working through some bullshit. Healing, dealing, and working through some bullshit. Healing, dealing, and working through some bullshit.
Hey y'all, it's your girl Cookie. Welcome back to Comments with Cookie Podcast. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe so you can always catch these vibes and turn on your post bell notifications so that way you get notified every single time there's a pickety post, child. Alright, so we are in day 24 of the 25 ways you give. Okay, so today's topic is I give back by pouring love into myself. That is outside of talking about the Lord, one of the top ways to give back, because pouring love into yourself is pouring love into others. Because if you don't pour love into yourself, you are literally giving to the world on doing it. Don't we? You are literally giving from negative. And if you're giving from negative, you're eventually going to be so exhausted and burnt out. And trust me, I've been there on both ends, okay? Because you have nothing left to give and you're trying to give where there's literally nothing left to give. So pouring love into yourself is pretty much pouring love into you in the same way you pour love into others. We, especially as if you're watching this, then 9 times out of 10, you're a giver. That's why you're even watching this video or have watched this series. And as a giver, we love to give people what we want and what we've always desired or felt like we needed. And sometimes when we do that, we are actually harming ourselves because we're not pouring that same love into us. And when I took a step back and stopped pouring into people in the way that I was, instead of pouring more of that energy and using that energy of pouring into myself, I started seeing a difference in my energy, how I felt, how I walked, how productive I was, just all the way around, because now my cup is 100% full. And then from there, I can give where I feel necessary. I can give where I feel fit. And I feel like if more of us were taught that at a younger age, we could actually avoid a lot of heartbreak. We can avoid a lot of heartbreak in friendships and in relationships. And we wouldn't be in situationships because we would know that the love we were looking for in others, we actually have in ourselves. We just have to actually give ourselves the attention and give ourselves the time that you would in any other relationship. Because having a relationship with yourself is the best relationship. So That's the message for today, is to date yourself. Pour love into yourself. Give yourself the same time and attention that you would give somebody you were super duper in love. Because you should be in love with yourself. Like, you literally should be. You should be so deeply in love with yourself, because if you're in love with yourself, then it's easier to set boundaries. If you're in love with yourself, it's easier to give to others, because you've poured a lot of extra time and energy into yourselves. So take a step back. That is your homework today, is to take a step back and figure out what it is that you love, what it is that you enjoy, and actually date yourself, because you are amazing. Don't ever forget that. Okay. So be sure to share this video with somebody you feel definitely needs that, to hear this message, the words of encouragement, and to understand that they are the best lover that they are ever going to have. And anyone after that is just an addition to their life. They should never make their life. And I feel like we need to hear that more. So be sure to share this message with someone you feel like needs to hear that. Even if it's added to your playlist, so you can come back and watch it later again, so you can remind yourself that. Me doing this video is reminded to myself as well. So yeah, I love y'all, and I'll see y'all tomorrow for day 25. Ah! As always, with love, Cookie.